So let's sit quietly. Move your body a little bit. Move your head. Move your legs and your arms. And allow the movement to bring you into the present moment, because the movement is in the present moment, actually. So allow the movement of your legs, your feet, your hands, your head to bring you into the present moment. And then you can sit with your eyes closed. So we'll do a short meditation, and then we have time for questions and so forth. So eyes closed. And bringing your attention to the heart space. And thinking of those people who you know who are suffering in this moment, who are suffering from COVID or suffering from any other ailment, or who are suffering from loneliness, alienation, financially. Bring them into your heart space. Try to imagine them, visualize them. And feel as though you are embracing them. And appreciate friendship. As human beings, we need friends. We don't need 50,000 friends, but a few friends who we can relate to. So appreciate those who you consider to be friends. Appreciate the friendship. The fact that you can share with another person, with other people. So visualize those who are friends. But then, just being in your heart space. And I'm going to give you a few quotations from the Kaushitaki Upanishad, a very famous Upanishad. In the text, which of course is Sanskrit, it says, when the eyes see, it is consciousness or the essential eye that is seeing. So although your eyes are closed, try to imagine something in your mind's eye, in your heart space. Whatever it may be, can be a symbol. It can be something in nature, a flower or a tree. And reflecting, what is it that is actually seeing? If the eyes were open, of course, you would say the eyes are seeing. But of course, the eyes actually are extraordinary, though they may be. They are material. They are mechanisms, extraordinary mechanisms. But now your eyes are closed and you're maybe seeing some object within. What is it actually that is seeing? To quote the Upanishad again, when the eyes see, it is consciousness or the essential eye that is seeing. Of course, in our materialistic society, we say, well, it's the mind that is seeing. But of course, we are conscious. We can see our mind, actually, in a sense. We can see the mind as it functions. So the mind is actually not the source of seeing. There is something more fundamental, and that more fundamental is the essential I. When you are thinking, when you have thoughts, what is it that is conscious of the thinking? It can't be the thoughts themselves because you are conscious of them. So what is it that is conscious of thinking? There is no answer, actually, because any answer will be formulated by thought and by words. The answer can only be realized in the very depths of the I, actually, our essential being, not the ego I, which is the mind and the body. But the essential I. We can't formulate an answer. We can only identify with that which is conscious, the essential I. I hammer on this point, I emphasize this point in almost every satsang that I give because it is the absolute key. It is the key, in my opinion at least, to spiritual life. And this is why it is so essential, without getting too uptight about it, to allow the mind to subside, which it can do through our practice, through our 1 hour practice every morning, when the mind subsides, when thinking stops, then we are automatically identified with that which underlies what we are as embodied beings. Don't try to localize it. Don't think, well, it's in my heart, it's in my head. Just let it be without location, without definition. The Upanishad also says, it is not just form that we should seek to understand, but that which is aware of form, the seer, or the drashta, or the sakshi. when we walk in nature or in the street or around the house, we see constantly forms, objects. But what is it that allows us to see forms? To relate to forms. And to change the tempo slightly. In this part of the world, it is spring, so we can see the flowers and the buds pushing through. If you look at a tree, you can see each day there's an evolution of the budding, the buds on the trees. Appreciate this miracle that of spring, where nature allows or expresses itself in all these different forms. In the different colours of crocuses, primroses, daffodils, and mentally take one of those miraculous forms of nature, whether it is the start of a leaf on a tree, or it is a flower, and imagine it, visualize it in your heart's space. And say to yourself, mentally, this is a miracle. And the fact that I exist is also a miracle. And the fact that everyone exists is a miracle. And though it is not yours to offer, let this flower, leaf, whatever it may be, let it be an offering from you as an embodied being to that which you are underlying this embodiment. Offer it. As a sign, as an indication of your appreciation And now you can move your body.